produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, and welcome back to another segment of From the Heart of Dr. G with yours truly, Dr. G. Today's segment is one that is near and dear to my heart. Today's segment, we are talking about faith over fear. Faith over fear. Like I said, this is a segment near and dear to my heart. So this segment will start by what we do every single segment. I want you to inhale, exhale, and let's dive into From the Heart of Dr. G with today's segment, Faith Over Fear. So many times in life, we have an opportunity to either have faith or fear. And when we have fear, we either have two steps. We either have the fear to make us dare to dream and dare to go after our goal and the fear to take that leap. Or we have that fear that blocks us, that cripples us, that causes us to think of all the reasons why it won't work. And then we don't pursue that particular assignment, that goal, that dream. So you have the chance to have fear or faith. So I'm encouraging you to have faith over fear. It sounds easier than it actually is. It is one that causes you to step outside of the box. It is one that causes you to eliminate the negative thoughts in your head. It is one that causes you to evaluate your circle of friends that you listen to. It is one that causes you to evaluate what is being poured into you in terms of spiritual guidance or what you listen to and what you take in. Faith over fear is one that causes us to have to look inward. It is one that causes us have to make drastic decisions. So today I am encouraging you to have faith over fear. Today I'm encouraging you to look at that opposition as not a strong feat that you have to get over, but look at that opposition as a mere opportunity for God to show up and show out and show you that He is definitely in control and that you will come out on top. So faith over fear is what we're talking about. Faith over fear is what I'm encouraging you. Faith over fear is where I'm taking my life into this new direction. Faith over fear is where I would hope that you would take your life into that new direction after hearing me talk about faith over fear. I always like to give examples. In this life, in this journey, I had to have faith over fear when deciding what to do next. There comes a time in your life where you feel like that assignment, that area that you're working in has come to an end. And that is where I am at this point in time, to be transparent. It is a area that I'm looking at and I'm like, okay, I've gone as far as I can and now it's time to do something different. And for many times, I'm not sure about you, but for many times when I know it's time to let go an area or I know that it's time to do something different, if I take my time or I drag my feet in moving, it seems like situations and things happen that make me frustrated, that pushes me out of my comfort zone, that shows me, yo, the time is now for you to let this go. It's like things happen that frustrate me and realize that I'm staying way too long. It's sort of like someone who overstays their welcome. They come to visit you and then you're ready for them to go. And so you start saying, so yeah, what you about to do? Yeah, I think I'm about ready to turn it in. I think I'm about ready to go to bed. And you're giving them hints to let them know, hey, I need you to leave. I'm ready for this visit to be over. And that's where it came to in my life, where it was sort of me being ready for that chapter to be over and that chapter actually being over. But my fear gripping me to the point where I was comfortable in the situation I'm in. Let me break it down for you more. It's just like working at a job. You know your season for working there has come to an end. You know that you have done everything you could possibly do in that capacity. You know that they're not going to give you more money. They're not going to give you that raise. You know that you are frustrated because you feel like you're not being put and used for your greatest potential. You know that it's a negative environment where everyone has a negative mentality. Nobody's trying to better themselves, but you feel you can't advance. So you ask yourself, do I take this chance? Do I take this leap of faith and go after my passion or figure out what my God-given passion is? Or if there is another area that I'm supposed to work in, or has my true purpose or time here truly ended? And then you ask yourself, am I so comfortable that I know I get paid on the 15th and the end? That I'm going to stay in this situation where I'm not growing, where I'm not reaching my fullest potential, where I'm not happy, where it takes me 30 minutes to talk myself to get out the car to even go into this job, where I look around and I feel like I'm no longer making a difference because I'm no longer motivated and I can't even motivate myself to find one positive thing about this whole situation. You ask yourself, am I going to take that leap of faith, or am I going to let the fear of the unknown stop me from going after my dreams, going after my God-given purpose? Am I going to take the leap of faith to dare to even ask or seek if there is a better way or a different option? Or am I going to stay comfortable where I am and say, yeah, no, maybe this isn't the right timing. Or yeah, no, maybe I shouldn't. Am I going to have faith over fear? I'll give you another example. Many times we have these goals, these dreams, these visions in life, and we know what we need to do. We know the necessary steps. We know that if I want to go and start that business, then I need to start researching the area, researching the market, researching what I want to do, how I want to have the business. We know what we need to do. Many times we have that goal in mind and we're waiting for something to fall out the sky into our lap. Many times we'll be like, well, God, I know I prayed this prayer and it's so crazy, but I've done it several times. And I know that if we be honest, you'll say, yeah, I've done it too. Where we say, well, God, if it's your will, or if this is what you want me to do, then give me a son. Or God, if it's your will, then you are that, 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 that. Or if it's meant to be. We have all done it. If we truly be honest, we can all raise our hand and be like, yeah, that was probably me just yesterday. But the whole if it's your will or if it's meant to be, you will show me. And I am here to tell you that a lot of times when we make these affirmations or prayers or requests that we get direction to know if it's time to go, and then the sign comes, we're sitting there asking for another sign. Well, God, I know that I asked for this job or this opportunity and this person came and told me that there's a potential for me to go into this area. But God, if it's your will and this is the person you want me to connect with, give me another sign. How many signs do we need before we take that leap? How many signs do we need before we say, yeah, time to act is now? The time to act is now. I encourage you to have faith over fear. I encourage you to have faith over fear. I encourage you to do something that I'm telling myself to do. I have learned that a lot of times we go to these amazing motivational speakers. We hear this amazing word and we get this great feeling. We're like, whoo, that was a good service. Or whoo, that was a good word. Or whoo, that really blessed my whole soul. But do we apply it? Do we just hear a great message and be like, whoo, that's that, ooh, that was on time. And then when something come up, a situation come up, we get to that whole, maybe it's not meant to be. Or do we take these motivational nuggets and be like, I'm going to apply it. I'm going to take that leap of faith. I'm going to go ahead and write down my first step. I'm going to take the first step. I may not be able to jump all the way in right now, but at least I'm going to go in the direction of the step, the direction of saying yes. A lot of times, our first step is not even something physical. It is a mental thing. Our first step, a lot of times, is getting out of our own head and saying, yes, I am willing to be open-minded to even the possibility of this situation. The first step is to change our mindset of saying that maybe it's not meant for me, or maybe I don't deserve it, or I haven't made all the right decisions. The one thing I am so grateful for is that God is not us. God does not hold our past against us. God is not the type of God that will say, well, you made a lot of mistakes, or you messed up, or you kept doing it this way. God is a faithful and a just God that will say, you know what? No, you haven't dotted all your I's across all your T's, but I'm still going to look out for you. Think about it. How many times have you made the same dumb mistake, entertained the same person, got in the same relationship, maybe not with the same dude, but got in the same type of situation where you kept repeating the same cycle, and time after time you got out. Time after time, situations improved. How many times have we had money come through our hands and we blew it, only for us to find that extra 20 in our pocket, or for us to get a second chance, or money to come, or that bill still get paid, and we know that it was only the grace of God and it was nothing we did? How many times have you had the situation turn out in your favor where you said, whew, now that was something, or whew, I'm so grateful, or whew, what a relief? How many times have you had open doors come that you knew it was not because you were smart enough, it was not because you knew the right people, it was just by favor, grace of God, and mercy that you came out on top? How many times, if we are truly honest, we can raise our hands. How many times did we say, Lord, if you remove this situation or this person, I promise I'm going to do better. And then we go right back to that person or that situation. Or how many times have we said, Lord, if you just help me, or Lord, if you just, or if I can just, I will, but we renege and we still came out on top. So what I'm telling you is to have faith over fear. How many times have you sat there wondering how your bills were going to get paid, and you probably had two nickels to rub together, and then all of a sudden they got paid? All of a sudden you found that money. All of a sudden somebody came. All of a sudden they gave you an extension. All of a sudden it turned out in your favor. How many times have you cried yourself to sleep? Or how many times have you stayed up worrying about how a situation was going to come together, and you stayed up worrying about it and missed all these hours of sleep that you could have had only for that situation to turn out A-okay? You're like, Dr. Whitney, what's your point? What are you saying with all these analogies? I'm telling you, have faith over fear. I truly believe that you did not come this far just to come this far. I saw that on Facebook and I said, yep, that's facts. You did not come this far just to come this far. That means you did not go through all the hell you went through just for you to stop right now and this be the end of your story. You didn't shed all those tears into the ground just for that flower not to grow. You did not go through all that heartache just for this to be the end of your chapter. Baby, wipe your tears and turn the page. Faith over fear says, I don't know how it's going to come together. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I believe. I don't know how this is going to pan out. I don't know where the money is going to come from. I don't know who the networking connection is going to happen through, but I believe. I choose to have faith. It's easy to talk yourself out of something. It is so easy to be like, nah, it ain't going to work. Nah, it ain't for me. Maybe next time. It is so easy to find all the reasons why not, but it takes faith. It takes guts to be like, despite the 101 reasons why this may not work out, I'm going to take that time and opportunity to focus on the one reason why it will. And the one reason why it will is because I didn't come this far just for the end here. The one reason why it will is because I have the faith, the size of a mustard seed, to believe that this is not the end, to believe that the doors will be open, to believe the bill will get paid, to believe I will make the right networking connection, to believe that my business will be successful, to believe that I will come out on top. I have enough faith to believe that it will happen. So I encourage you to have faith over fear. I encourage you to do something different, to do something that may sound strange. It's easy to be like, I don't know, but it takes guts to be like, I don't know, but I choose to believe. I choose to believe that this is my time. I choose to believe that my body will be healed. Yeah, I may be coughing. Yeah, I may be sneezing. But I choose not to say I'm sick. I choose to say that, you know what, I'm going to get through this. Yeah, money may be funny. The bill may be due. But I choose to believe that in the nick of time, right before it look like all hope is lost, that things will turn around and I will come out on top. Yeah, family acting crazy. Yeah, I feel so alone. Yeah, I'm by myself, but I choose to believe that this is not how my story will end. Yeah, the job told me they're not giving me a raise. Yeah, I feel like, you know what, this is it. It's as good as it's going to get. I don't see how this is going to turn around, but I choose to believe that maybe this is just the beginning, and maybe that promotion, that position, that new opportunity is just a yes away. It's so easy to be negative. It's so easy to think that this ain't gonna happen. It's so easy to say, why me? But I choose to ask the question, why not me? Why won't God come through? Why wouldn't he help me if he's helped me before? Why won't I come out on top? Why won't I be healed? Why won't I be financially secure? Why wouldn't I be happy? Why shouldn't I be happy? A lot of times we feel and we punish ourselves, and I truly ask you to please forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for all of the relationships you entertain. Forgive yourself for all of the opportunities that you may have blown. Forgive yourself for all of the bad decisions you may have made. Forgive yourself for blowing that $20 on getting unnecessary stuff. Forgive yourself for blowing what you thought was your final and last chance. And when you truly forgive yourself, change your perspective. I said in the beginning that faith over fear is going to cause you to change your mindset. When you start changing your mindset and having faith over fear, you're not going to look at the negative situation. True story. So paycheck had came, or payroll, it was payday. And I woke up, and when I woke up, you look at your phone. My phone automatically chimes and lets me know that the paycheck hit. So I woke up to no chime. I woke up to no text message. I woke up to the same amount in my bank account. And I literally had to catch myself from saying anything negative. I literally had to say, nope, you're going to still get up and get dressed and go to work. You're not going to say nothing negative. You're going to still be positive. And I had to check myself. I had a friend and a colleague call me and be like, yo, check it. And it gave me a sigh of relief. I was like, oh, all right. So it ain't just me. But then I had to say, you know what? Nope. Our money's going to hit. It may just mean we're going to get paid a little later on the day, but we're going to still go through this day. It's okay. We're going to be all right. And it was in that opportunity that I had to truly practice faith. Because the old Whitney would have been like, now, you know what? Oh, all right. Until my money post, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be a little late to work. Or, oh, okay, I'm going to call HR and say, is there a problem? The old Whitney would have been like, now, look here. I don't work for free. Where's my money? But I had to practice faith over fear and say, you know what? My money is coming. You know what? I'm not going to trip. You know what? I'm not going to react the way I used to react. And I had to literally say, my money's going to come. Everything's going to be okay. I lied not, y'all. When I got in the car, I drove. And literally within 10 minutes of driving to work, like, I got up and I was like, I'm going to work and I'm going to be on time. I'm not going to be late. Within 10 minutes of driving to work, this same coworker called and was like, check your bank. The money posted. Y'all, that's a test. I don't know about you, but that blessed my soul. And it showed me how much I have grown and how that one situation could have taken me back. And I could have said the wrong stuff and all of that got bent out of shape only for it to post in 10 minutes and could have blown that test. But I passed that test. Because when I passed that test, I had to not only have faith that, okay, my money's going to come. Because to me, it was like, yo, I know this ain't finna happen. I got all these bills that I need to pay at this particular moment. It's the end of the month. And then this check not going to post. I could have tripped. I could have went on an emotional roller coaster. But I chose to be even keeled. I chose to have faith. I chose to say, you know what? My check's going to post. I'm not going to trip. I'm going to go ahead and step out on faith and get dressed, get ready for work, and believe that my bills will get paid today because my check is going to post. That's just one example. If you think back over your life, that was my example, but think back over your life where you had the opportunity to act a fool. You had the opportunity to go against the grain and not have faith. You had the opportunity to say negative things and yet you didn't and everything turned out. Or you had the opportunity to have fear or think it won't gonna work and you stressed yourself out and then it all came together. You was like, man, I wasted time stressing. It came together. I encourage you. Get off the emotional roller coaster where we play these games with ourselves of having fear or going through the emotional roller coaster of, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? get yourself off the ride and say, I don't want to participate. I don't want to participate in that ride. I want to have faith over fear and believe that it will come to pass. Believe that everything will be good. Believe that it will work out. And it may not work out the way you think. That is something I need to say again. It may not work out the way you think. A lot of times in our head, the reason why we get frustrated is because in our head we figure, well, this needs to happen this way, or it's going to come through this person, or it's going to come through this way. When you have faith over fear, you need to be open-minded to understand that God may not work the way you think it will. He's going to make sure that you come out on top and the situation works out in your favor, but it may not come through the person you think it will come through. Let me give you an example. You could have a bill due. Don't have no money, don't know how you're going to get it paid, and you're thinking, well, you know, I do have this business on the side, or maybe it's going to come by a check in the mail, or maybe it's going to come by this, or maybe it's going to come by that, and then you go and you call the company, or you go and you look, and they say, oh, we're going to give you extension, or oh, we gave you a credit, or oh, you get an unexpected check in the mail, or somebody come and say, oh, let me pay you back the money that I owe you. Stop being so caught up in things happening the way you think they should. Stop having to have control over everything and say, well, it has to happen this way, or I'm going to expect it to happen this way. Because when it don't happen that way, you get disappointed. When it don't happen that way, you get frustrated. But when you are open-minded and say, this is my need, and I'm believing that my need will be met because God will supply all of my needs, that God will not leave me hanging, that if he can take care of the birds and feed them, and if he can take care of the earth, and if he can make the seasons change and the leaves change, and if he can have us to wake up each and every day with breath in our body, then surely he can look out for me and work this situation out. When you have faith over fear, you take your hands off the situation and say, God is bigger. And I am going to trust in a higher power than myself and believe that it will all work out. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't care how it's going to work out. I just know in the end, I win. I'm encouraging you to have faith over fear. And I'm telling you something that I tell myself each and every day. And just like my example of the payroll, just like my example of stepping out on faith with the job, it is easier said than done, but it is a daily decision. We have to die to ourselves daily, die to our mindsets, die to our willpower. It is a daily decision that we make. And when you have faith over fear, you have to be careful of who's in your circle, who you talk to. When you have faith over fear, everybody ain't gonna share your vision. Everybody's not gonna be happy for you getting off the rat race and wanting to start and do something different. When I told people that I was leaving my current position, my current occupation, and I was going to step out and do something different, I wasn't met with, positive feedback. I did have some kickback from people like, but you're going to give up that job making X amount of dollars, but I don't understand why you're going to leave, or why don't you just go ahead and take antidepressants and keep going to work and just deal with it? Or I don't understand why you're going to take this leap of faith. Or does that make sense? Or because their brains could not fathom me stepping out on faith because they weren't there. They weren't on that level. All they saw was, I'm going to work 30 years at this job. I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to retire, maybe retire and get a part-time job and maybe take a couple of vacations. In their mind, they couldn't fathom, I'm going to step out on faith and do my own business. I'm going to step out on faith and try going out another direction or another occupation or another career path. When you have faith over fear, you have to be careful who you talk to, because not everybody is going to celebrate your vision. Not everybody is going to see the faith aspect. A lot of people have fear and they give you their fear. A lot of people have fear and they give you their fear. So when you have faith over fear, you have to watch who you talk to. Watch who's in your circle. Watch what you speak. Watch what you think, because you can delay or even deter your process by what you say and what you think. So who's in your circle? Who is speaking into your life? Who do you entertain? What do you listen to? What do you entertain? What are you feeding your spirit, man? Whatever you feed, it grows. If you feed fear, you're going to have fear. If you feed faith, you're going to walk in faith. I encourage you to have faith over fear and to dare to believe, dare to dream, and dare to leave a legacy. Every day you wake up, you should be saying, I want to be the best version of myself. I want to love unconditionally. I want to be the greatest at what I am. I want to be the best me. Have faith over fear and believe that it is possible. Believe that you can achieve it. If you can think it, you can dream it, you can write it out, you can put actions into place, you can have it. Faith over fear. Well, I said a mouthful. I said a lot to get you to thinking. I want you to do some homework for me. Write out what your vision is for the next 6 months, what your vision is for the next year. And I want you to write out what steps you need to take. I want you to write out what habits you need to break. And I want you to take that leap of faith, even if it is saying, yes, I will be open-minded to the possibility that I can have more than what I have now. Say it with me. Yes, I am open-minded to the possibility that I can have more than I have now. I want you to walk in faith over fear. It is possible. It can happen. And I want to end this segment like I do all of my others. Reverend Lydia Speaks says, live on the dash. You have a sunrise and a sunset. In between, there's a dash. Live life to the fullest. Faith over fear. This has been Dr. G with yours truly, from the heart of Dr. G. Have a blessed one.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, and welcome to The Real Tam Smith. This is your host, Tam Smith, and we have a co-host with us today, and this is Sydney Smith. Tell everybody hi, Sydney.
Hello.
All right, Sydney. Sydney's going to be joining us today, and we're going to be talking about a few things specifically related to manifestation and affirmations. So some people want to know, what does affirmation or a manifestation mean? It's not complicated. It's something that we have all been taught, especially biblically. It's throughout the Bible. There are a number of verses that references speaking and asking and receiving in prayer. And there are a number of self-help books out there to talk about how to get your mindset in a place. And by helping your mindset get into a good place is learning to speak positive and to speak positive things and to claim positive things that you want. So some years ago, I was actually exposed to a story that was called The Secret. And initially I was a little frightened by it. I was exposed to it in about 2008, 2009, and I shared it with my mom, God rest her soul. And of course, the first thing that she expressed to me was, this wasn't of God because it didn't come out of the Bible. And immediately, being a steward, a good steward, and a believer, I had to cease even, you know, studying any further. Well, some years later, I was reintroduced to the concept in another direction that allowed me to take a second look and was able to, in fact, confirm that it was a way of educating others on how to speak things into reality without using the Bible or without using the biblical text. Some people are very much not open to learning something that would be from the Bible. And doesn't matter how the information is shared with you as long as it is shared. So some individuals got together and they created The Secret. And many of those individuals had been using the idea of using manifestation and affirmations, and it's been something that's been utilized since the beginning of time. It's just that it was being taught in a different way or shared in a different way. So it was received in a different way, which then I shared it with my mom, and she had a different reception to it and was open and actually confirmed to me that it was the same information that we had been taught in church, just being stated in a different way. Same information, just stated differently. So what I wanted to do today was to share a little bit about manifestation and affirmations and how we as adults have a tendency to not really, really teach our children the power of it early on. And I want to make sure that it's something that we all understand, and just kind of give you a tip or two on how to go about achieving it. And then, of course, on your own, you'll take an opportunity to do your own research and learn if you're not familiar with how to manifest things or how to do affirmations. We all have to say these things on a daily basis, and we also have to make sure that we're not reversing what we've said, because the power can be negative or the power can be positive. It's totally up to us. And that is because we are children of God. So because it is in the Bible and it says in several places, which I'll share with you in a minute, those things that we say have power. So manifestation is the act of attracting what you want in your life. It is the context of what many people really need to understand in using the positive affirmations to manifest abundance in your life. It comes in many forms, and people interpret it in a different way. So we want to make sure that we do have a great understanding. So what I did was I shared a book that I had purchased many years ago for my oldest child. I shared it with Sydney, and she had an opportunity to look through it. And we've all always discussed speaking things, but just to kind of give her an idea of what we will be talking about today, she was very much aware and had a good comprehension of it. And we'll talk about it a little bit. But one of the things that I really wanted to make sure that we understand is what we say is powerful. One individual, their name is Lisa Nichols. I followed her for a few years now, and she had a huge story where she really changed her life. But one of her favorite sayings is, "What we speak about, we bring about." And it's very, very true. We speak negative things and we think negative things, we constantly get negative. If we speak positive and think positive, eventually we will have positive. And it is simple as that, but we as humans forget. It's just like prayer. We have to make sure that we're praying and speaking to our Creator on a daily basis, sometimes a few times a day. And actually many cultures, they talk to their God on a schedule. And I don't have a schedule, but he knows when I'm calling. So, one, I want to point out to you that it's a scripture in the Bible. It's in a variety of versions of the Bibles, but it is Matthew 21:22, and it specifically says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And that's powerful. That is really, really powerful. And I think that when we are children of God, we have a tendency to think, oh boy, that's something that's selfish, or we can't ask for things for ourselves or believe things for ourselves. But as a child of God, he wants us to have and live in abundance. Now, granted, you always want to be a giver and give back, but we want to give and be able to receive so that we can give. So what are some tips that we can offer? Some tips that we can offer to kind of get you in a place or a direction to get started. So we want to say, what is the first two things that you know right off the top? Two words, the two smallest words that you can say to get this whole thing started.
I am.
I am. So Sydney said, I am. I am is a very powerful statement in and of itself. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. But the phrase I am is also reflected many times in the Bible, and that is what God called himself. And as a child of God and being created by God, when we use I am in the beginning of a manifestation, it automatically triggers the power of what it is that we are going to say afterwards. So if we say, I am strong, you know, you have the strength to overcome the struggles. You have a strong mind. You have a strong body. You have exactly what you need and strength to do whatever it is that you need to do. But you prefaced it with I am. What else, Sydney? What else do you think would be a good one to use? Which one would you use out of what do you have on your list?
I will.
I will.
I will have great grades.
Sydney said, I will have great grades.
Fantastic.
And I will is very similar to I am. You can say I will or I am receiving great grades.
I have.
I am and I have. I am is current. I have is current. So those things that you can say, I am healed. By the grace of God, I am healed. And as again, that I am is what activates that statement. You don't want to say something that you had shared with me earlier, which I really thought was something that we should mention, was
when reading affirmations, do not say don't. I don't want this to happen. Or like, don't, because that'll mess it up.
Yeah, it'll mess it up because why? The don't is you focusing on the negative.
Yeah.
You're focusing on what the negative energy is going to the don't versus I am or I will or I have. It is going to the I don't want. You want to focus on what it is that you want as an end result. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am wise. You don't want to say, I don't want to be sick, because the energy is going to be focused on the I don't want.
And the negative.
And the negative is sick. So those together pull, I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get sick. So you're putting the energy out, and that energy comes back as, oh, sick, because you're focusing on the fear piece of it and not the, and the negative piece and not the positive. So I am healthy.
I will be healthy. I will find me some money today.
Okay. So another one is, I am worthy. I am worthy. You are, I am beautiful. I am smart. I am accomplished. These are good things that would be coming your way. We want to also focus on, I am successful in all that I do. So every attempt to success, will be a positive one versus I don't want to fail. When you focus on I don't want to fail, what happens? You're focusing on the negative. And surprisingly, which really shouldn't be surprising, but we have a tendency to focus a lot on what we don't want. A woman has shared that with me some time ago in relation to my business. And my comment to her was, I don't want XYZ type of customer. And throughout our conversation, I must have said that in different ways, but I said it a few times. And finally, she pulled me out and she said, listen, you're actually saying what you're saying, you're focusing on what you don't want, which is why you continue to get more of it. If you are focusing on, so even in the instance of relationships, why do I always get in bad relationships? It's because what?
You're saying I don't want to be in a bad relationship. You need to say, I will have a relationship that is loving and caring.
Ooh, yes. Say it. Say it.
They care about me and I care about them.
Yes, yes, yes. Same
feelings towards each other.
Right. And see, when you focus on the positive, you're also, whatever you put out there, you're focusing on the abundance of it and not the lack of it. When you say, I don't want, you're focusing on the lack of what you don't want. So you're going to get the more of the lack. I have also heard people say, and people close to me to say the phrase, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have luck at all. And I cringe every time I hear somebody say that, because it's like, ooh, you're actually saying to the universe and to God in your prayer and in your statement that I'm basically only worthy of bad luck. And it happens because that person says it on a regular basis. And it's like, gosh, I really need for you to reevaluate your statement. Even if you don't believe it in the beginning, because sometimes when you have been living in such a negative thought process for so long, you're stuck. You get stuck and you're constantly using those words, and you cannot find, I can't say you get stuck and you can't find your way out of the mess. And it's kind of like, I've had talks with myself and I'm like, gosh, I really hope something goes well, or I really hope that somebody likes me, or I really hope that, you know, I have enough money, or I don't get this bill, or I really hope I don't get a flat tire or whatever. It's just like you get on the road and you say, hey, I'm driving out the driveway. I really hope I don't crash today. And honestly, you don't want to say that.
You don't
want to say that. You want to say, you know, I'm leaving my driveway, you know,
and God, I will have
a safe ride
to my destination.
And that's where your prayer comes in, and where your statement and where your words become powerful. I am driving to my destination and will arrive there safely. You know, I have to remind myself. And sometimes, you know, the kids have to remind me. And a lot of times I'll have to remind them. When you got a big test coming up or you got a big project, I'm going to get a good grade. I will get a B+, or
I will be a great presenter.
Yeah, your presentation will go well. Instead of focusing on, gosh, I hope I don't mess up.
I hope I don't slip and fall while I'm walking up to the board.
Yeah, you're focusing on the negative. So teach yourself and practice. Teach your children and have them practice saying positive thoughts and putting the sentence in a positive format so that the positive energy is what gets put out in that prayer and in that statement. And the heavens have no choice but to hear your positive prayer. If you're inundating the heavens with your prayer of positivity, it's going to say, guess what? Done. And I'm telling you, it's no telling how many times I have forgotten, and then I'll remember and I'll practice with myself saying and doing things correctly. And then I'll tell my family, my household members, you know, I am expecting a miracle. I will receive
something great,
or money is coming to me this week. I will receive money this week.
I am a money magnet.
That's my favorite. But every time I do that and I focus on it and I do it in statement and I do it in prayer in his name, I thank you for it. And then you put out the thankfulness. You have to be grateful and thankful for what it is that you're asking for. So you can't just ask and be greedy and just say, okay, give me. It's, I'm going to put this out here and it's coming to me and I know it because I am worthy and I thank you for it in advance. I say, I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for what you are doing and I thank you for what is coming my way. And I close it off in prayer. And every single time it's steadily, it's a constant shock to my system when it actually happens. It's like, oh my God, it actually worked. And then I'm like, thank you. And we just have to constantly remind ourselves, you know, lift yourself up. And especially with so much going on, so much negative going on in the world, we're being spoon fed negativity in social media, by way of the news, by way of just going out to the store. And the stress involved in being around other negative people and their energy, we have to learn how to lift our own energy. And the first way is obviously by way of our thoughts and what comes out of our mouths. Because if we can't control our thoughts and what comes out of our mouths, we're a lost soul. We are going to be completely lost forever. And I definitely wanted to make sure that we touched on that tonight. But there are a lot of opportunities on the internet for you to research claiming what it is that you want, or manifesting abundance.
Manifesting your desires.
Yep, your desires. You know, writing down your affirmations, you know, specifically what it is, and repeating them on a daily basis until you can convince yourself that it's actually something that you are worthy of. Even if you don't feel it, continue to say it. And obviously, if it's within reason, it's going to happen. You know, it's not going to be, hey, I'm going to beam you to the moon today, but you might get a chance, you know, 5 years from now from Elon Musk to get on the next flight out of here. So you never know.
Yeah.
But you have to feed it with positivity. Making a statement and turning it into a positive declaration. You declare it. I claim it and I declare it that I am successful. I claim it and declare
I believe and I shall receive.
I believe and I shall receive, Sydney said. I claim and I declare that I am healthy. I claim and I declare that I have a clear mind. And it's something that's simple, is that, and you know, a lot of times because of fear or something that we're not familiar with, we want to call it something that's not of faith, but it clearly is in the Bible. You know, if you go through Matthew 20:22, there are also some other places biblically that you can look. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things ye soever desire, and ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Okay, this is from the words from the good book. The good book does not lie. So I'm going to leave you with this. If you have any version of the Bible and you decide that you want to do your own research, take a look. Take a look at these verses. Matthew 20:22, Matthew 7:7, 1 John 3:22, Matthew 18:19. It's also in the book of Mark. This information is there and it's been there. I was raised in a church and we were taught certain scriptures, and we were taught, you know, anything that you claim in the name of Jesus or in God's name, it'll happen. But that was the extent of it. It was pray, and believe. So now we're going to take it up a notch, and we're going to be specific, and we're going to bring a positive power of our words and our thought into it, and still pray, but we're going to make sure that we're using those words and those thoughts correctly. Because I can say, Lord, help me. Lord, I don't know. That's not going to help nothing, because first of all, you haven't been specific.
You haven't been specific. You haven't used any affirmations like I will.
You haven't used
overcome it. This.
I haven't. Exactly. You haven't used any affirmations. You haven't been specific, because a lot of times you're going to get what you ask for. So you have to be careful. Good or bad or ugly, you got to make sure that you're saying and using it correctly. And be grateful and thankful. So I really hope that this was a message that someone could use and be of some benefit to you. And it might be something that is a reminder. And make sure you're sharing it with your children so that they understand. These are things that can be easily taught. And they can use it as something as simple as, I will get a good grade in my class. I will have good behavior today. I will have a great day.
I am a great person to talk to.
Yes, I am a great friend. And what else?
I will attract people that will not mess up.
No. I will attract positive people.
Yeah.
There we go. And that's where your positive declaration comes into play. All right, folks. Well, I hope, again, this was helpful. And thank you for joining in. And I really, really hope you all stay safe and continue to be blessed. Until next time, talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. 850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.